Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about your choice for this week, which was The Fruit of Evolution. Before I knew it, my life had it made, which was
the
interesting.
The title lied. He has nothing made. Not one thing. We'll get into it.
True. But before that, we were talking about One Piece, how Rick has lost the mantle of being the go-to for his friends in terms of recommendations. And the number one longest running anime show currently. Want to catch a part of that water conversation? Patreon.com/featured anime podcast. $1 a month will get you all that bonus content. And now, sir, on to the meat and potatoes. The Fruit of Evolution. Before I knew it, my life had it made. Came out in October 2021, ran all the way through December 2021, which is pretty recent. Producers for Hotline and Glow Vision. Studios for it are Feel and Children's Playground. It's based off of a light novel, and the genres are adventure, fantasy, romance, comedy, I would say, for the genres. What about you? And ecchi. I would probably throw ecchi.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was thinking, how can I work that in while still being subtle enough that we can talk about it later? But ecchi, I was going to say that was the first one.
Right.
Like, dear Lord.
First 30 like, seconds. Hey.
Yeah.
Why not? Right.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I liked almost everything about this, but I was really shocked when you said it came out recently, because it feels like it didn't.
Feels a lot older than what it actually did.
The reason I chose it, it was essentially judge a book by the cover kind of thing. I saw the main character look a lot like Excel World. And I was like, I liked Excel World. This hopefully will be similar. I did like it. I liked it a lot. I was right on that part, but it was not not anything like Excel World at all.
No.
Like at all.
No.
I kind of feel like this is more of a gag than it was a proper show, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. It was, I feel like they kind of tried to cash in. Personally, I feel like they tried to cash in on Arafuata, because it has that same kind of feel. A whole bunch of people that came in, a whole bunch of students gets teleported in. He's done wrong by a lot of the other students. At the same time, there's like some popular or other students that look after him or that have a particular mentality or feelings towards him.
I kind of feel like it was like Afruetta light. You know what I mean? Cause he wasn't betrayed by anybody. The kid wasn't liked to begin with. He was protected by a few, but not really.
Well, I'm not saying that he was betrayed yet.
Yeah.
That could happen. It could happen.
It very well could. But like, he gets thrown. Does he suffer a bit? Yes, but not excessively. And he kind of like lucks into everything. And the fact that the god, let's call it, felt pity on him after giving him not just crap stats, but like the shittiest stats you could go for. And God was like, I'm going to give you guys the best of the best, the best of what your body can handle right now. And his shit was one. Level one strength, one speed, one agility, one defense. His charm was immeasurable. And I was like, oh, maybe that's the stat that blew everything out of the water. Maybe he's going to be super charming.
No,
it was too small. It was so minuscule. It could not.
Couldn't be registered.
Yeah.
Which was, and I want to know, though, what the one bonus thing he was given, right? Because we're never told.
I guessed it.
Okay.
I guessed it. and it was the title Stench Performer.
Okay.
Shocked, right? You're shocked. I see you trying to work it out in your head, and you're like, Stench Performer. It's the thing he used to kill the gorilla, the clever monkey in the beginning. And it was the first title. It was the first title he was given.
Yeah, but
when he showed his stats.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the first bonus thing that he was given, though. Like the bonus attribute.
Okay, so give me 1 second. I will explain where I got this information from my head and watching it. But
he was given
one main title or one main ability, and I believe that was Stench Performer, the ability to manipulate his body odor at will. The second one that he got from God as a bonus that he actually says was Complete Harvest or something like that, where if he kills something, he gets the maximum amount of items and experience from that body, essentially, which is why whenever he accidentally or on purpose killed something, he got massive experience and basically everything that being had to offer.
Right. But what I think it is, I understand why you would think or feel that he has those abilities or he was given those bonus abilities. I don't think that's exactly it. What I think it was is it has more along the lines to do with giving one, not teleporting him to where everyone else was because he was alone, obviously.
Well, so here's the thing with that. And I don't mean to interrupt, but I kind of do.
Yeah. You always interrupt. I'm always in the middle of a thought. You're like, wait, Jack, hold your horses there, sir. Wait 1 second before you finish formulating your thoughts.
Mainly because you have the blessed ability to hit pause on any thought you have. And then when I'm done, you can keep going.
True. Whereas
I'm like, so, I lost it.
Well, as our people here in chat will soon figure out. Anyways, as I was saying, since we don't have to be interrupted by Rick anymore, I just...
Did you mute me?
I just muted you, yes. just playing. All right, you were saying, sir, as you were saying, you were about to tell me the folly of my thought and why he was teleported solo to a specific area so that way he could be wooed by a gorilla.
Yeah, well, I mean, not specifically for that purpose, but the reason that he was teleported away from everybody else is when God was saying, group up and I will teleport you. He was the only one that was rejected by everyone. And when God found him, he's like, oh, you're alone? Well, I'll give you an extra stat bonus. And then he teleported him. Right. I don't think it was special. I just think it happened to be, paired up with what he said, because everyone else grouped together and they kind of rejected him as a black sheep. He, of course, couldn't go with him.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I would love to know, like, what that bonus stat was. Like, I don't think it's Stench Performer. I think it has to do with the fact that he just was naturally smelly, right? And when he was teleported to the world, he just stank already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. His original stat, his original power was Stench Performer.
I'm not talking about his original powers. I'm saying the bonus power.
The bonus power stat. Was like Perfect Collection or whatever it was.
Okay, so you're saying it's Perfect Collection.
Yeah, it was whatever it was to completely harvest the animal.
Right.
The skills, the biography, the
okay.
The loop.
But here's the thing. Like, that's based off the assumption that we know everyone else doesn't have that. We don't know that. We don't know. When I say everyone else, we're talking about the other students.
Yeah,
I get it. We don't know if they also have that simply because they're not the main focus and they haven't been able to fight any monsters or bosses or anything like that.
Well, I mean, they don't have main character energy and they shouldn't because they're all assholes.
Well, not all of them.
True. Not all of them. But like the main four we see.
True. This is very, very true. And I don't know, but I think the fruit of evolution kind of like has a large play into it on why he has.
Oh, 100%.
But I don't know.
It has a lot to do with it. I agree. And the fruit, it's kind of weird because it supposedly tastes horrific. However, anything will turn into a human eventually, have the ability to shapeshift.
Probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
We just know that from like two creatures, and that's about it. A donkey and the gorilla, and that's about it. But we don't know how many fruit of evolution the donkey already had. So we can make the assumption that if you eat 10 of these fruits, and it's told in the first couple of episodes that if you eat 10, you will reach the pinnacle. But if you eat 11, you'll die. At least that's the assumption. That is the assumption. Yeah. But do we actually know like what happens if you eat 10 or if you eat 11 rather?
I'm going to guess you die, because they really, when they expose information like this, it's not a gotcha scheme. Typically it's a limiter. Cause I'm sure we're going to find someone who eats like 12 and he's like, I have all the power. Boom.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that I'm kind of waiting for. Right. Is I'm waiting to figure out that, oh, one of these characters actually ate 20 of these things and he's actually OP as all hell, or he ate 20 of them and he actually regressed back further. Ooh, to where, to an ape. Yeah. So he, you know, it's like a double-edged sword. He's trying to catch back up every time he has one, he ends up losing stats and losing abilities.
Oh man. That would be justice, in my personal opinion, and because the fruit of evolution, it if that's how it is, it rewards greed, it rewards
restraint
and absolutely demolishes greed.
Right. So here's the thing, though, right? If the fruit of evolution is that important, is that critical, that powerful, why isn't everyone else getting it?
Because you only find it in the one dungeon. That's the only thing I can think of, because eventually he was in a map by himself. And then when he beat a dungeon, the sheep god thing was like, I'll send you out of here.
True. Or outside the forest is what he told him.
And I imagine the forest would be a
dungeon,
a level or a dungeon of some kind, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Because you had a dungeon boss kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but I could see that. It's probably only available in there. So, yeah, I get that. I could see that. Okay.
I mean, it is possible, maybe instead of Stench Performer or anything like that, the extra bonus was getting shipped off to a dungeon.
Probably.
So, but I mean, I can see the argument.
Yeah, but also at that point, too, he was like, OP as all hell, too.
When he came out?
For being level one across the board, he was like, OP as all hell.
It was hilarious.
So, I don't know. The story is interesting. It was funny. I enjoyed it a little bit. It was great for a once through for me.
Yes.
But that's about it.
Well, the beauty of it, I feel, is the simplicity it offers. You don't have to watch it many times in order to get different, I guess, opinions. Everything's very simply laid out.
True.
Everything. It's not an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's not anything where you have to watch it five or six times, because I feel like in this particular regard, they respect your time, you know?
No.
No.
No. I honestly feel kind of cheated. I feel kind of cheated about it. Why? I wish they had done a little bit more in-depth story, and I sure as hell hated how it ended.
Well, the main thing I wanted to happen is I wanted him to show back up and absolutely whoop ass to all of his classmates. I wanted that desperately. In episode 10, I'm like, all right, let's. Okay, we're starting to get the other people in. Let's take a look at the grand entrance.
Yeah. And, you know, episode 11 came and I'm like, cool, let's do this. Let's rock and roll. Let's get it rolling. Let's do it. And then episode 12 came. I'm like, okay, are we just going to be left hanging? Are they not even going to try and make the attempt? And then episode 12 ended. And it's like, well, son of a God damn it.
Well, see, you were a little bit more lenient than me, because I was hitting pause and play just to see how far we were into here. I'm like, all right, we got 20 minutes to resolve this. All right, we got 15 minutes to resolve this.
Yeah.
We got 10 minutes to resolve this. Yeah. Shit, there's going to be another one.
Yeah, so there probably will be a season 2, maybe, kind of, sort of, hopefully.
Almost, we'll see.
Probably not.
The main character was begging the audience, like, hey, please like me enough for season 2.
Yeah, that was funny, but sad at the same time. And it didn't have it had its funny moments. I'm not saying like the whole thing was serious or it was just bad. It was entertaining for what it was. It was comedic. That's for sure. And you know, I thought of another genre that this would fit into.
Deadpool, harem. Because he wall breaks so many times?
No.
Oh, yeah, harem. Harem, yeah.
Harem. Hardcore. Hardcore harem. Not only does he get, like, bombshells, but he has animals evolving into bombshells.
Yeah.
For him. That are truly everlasting. And not only that, he's getting little sisters that will most assuredly end up growing up to be bombshells, already salivating at the opportunity to be with him forever.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they're going to get stuck a lot, too.
Yeah.
Although, I do have a question. I realize they're not really looking to get you to get to look in depth and like, care that much.
Mm-hmm.
But did he just curse the king to immortality?
Probably. I was wondering the same thing, too. I was wondering the same thing, too. Eternally healthy or something like that, right?
Yeah. No, it was eternal vitality.
Yeah. Well, was it vitality? Because I could have sworn. Did you watch it subbed or dubbed?
I only saw it subbed. I didn't realize there was a dubbed version.
Okay. I wasn't sure because I thought it said eternal health, eternal health or something like that. But whatever.
Eternal vitality.
It does not matter.
We're not going to get an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
The sad part is I first thought is like, did he just create another demon lord?
Probably. Like
100 years down the road.
Probably.
200 years. He's like, I watched all my family die around me because of that one asshole hero. Death to all heroes. Humanity must die. Suffer the way I have suffered, you know?
Right.
Although I just have a really twisted sense of humor sometimes, as you know.
Hmm. I just, you know, some of the things that end up happening, and this is why I feel like he was particular, why one of the skills is, well, you know what? The auto acquire or whatever, I could see that being his special or hidden skill because heck, he doesn't even have to really read it. He just flips through the page.
Instant learning.
Yeah. Instant learns. And it's already the mastery level. He just doesn't know how to use it. He's horrible at using it, mm-hmm. but you know, it so works.
He had instant recall, perfect memory, instant learning.
Worldview.
Worldview eventually. Like, I liked the fact that his shit kept evolving. The more he used it, his sixth sense turned into something better. Like, I was in love with the world building and the dynamic that they came up with. Even for just a joke animation, they were spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on. I loved it. And I loved the fact that after every episode, you got to see his current stats until they said, this is too ridiculous to show.
Well, they showed it all the way through the very end, including the last episode. And they asked, "Is like, is there really any point in us showing this?"
Yeah, he's too OP. Now, it did say 100 fixed, 100 fixed, 100 fixed until the last episode where it said 200 fixed.
Right. In other words, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm assuming doesn't matter what happens. It could drop down or whatever. He'll guaranteed have that base. Maybe.
I don't. I think that's like the level. Like, I don't think the lowest he'll ever get is 200 when he's got
no
200,000.
No, what I'm saying is no, and he has millions. He's in the millions. What I'm saying is he could be inflicted with some stats and the stats reduction. So like debuff, defense, you know, ruin your attack and it'll drop it down, but it's guaranteed never to drop down below this, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I think I can see where you're coming from then. I just assumed, I thought like three things throughout the anime. First thing I thought when I saw the extra numbers beside it, it was 116,000 and it showed an 11. And it was 119,000 and it showed a 12. And I went, okay, so maybe the first two numbers are actually like 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And when it finally hit 2 million, or 1 million, it went up to 100. And I was thinking like maybe 1 to 100. That's the percentage he's got, that kind of thing. And then when it hit 200, I'm like, I hope to God that the other heroes don't have 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 20, all the way up to 200 like he does, where they only count like for one, it would be 100,000. For two, it'd be 200,000, that kind of thing. Because that would make it, that would make him less OP compared to his other compatriots, but just absolutely bonkers for everything else. You know okay. what I mean?
No, I'm actually a little confused. So what are you trying to say? The 200 fix is he can only use 200 of his actual max stats? Or no, are you saying that he can only use a portion of it based on the number that is right there?
Neither. I guess what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, you know how a hero, like in this particular one, heroes have like speed one, speed two, speed three, right?
Okay.
If you use that for your basic civilian life, where the farmer's got 25, but the hero starts at 100,000, mm-hmm. which would be 10. So if you put 10 in your stats, it actually is 100,000. If you put 12 in your stats, it's 120,000.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So if you were to go based off of the 200, that means he's got 2 million. But in reference to everybody else, his stat value is just 200. I was hoping that was not it. I'm probably thinking of it too much.
You are. It sounds like you are way overthinking it for this show. You are way overthinking it. And that's
I'm
what
just I'm trying to go off of. Like I played Dark Souls. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. And there's a lot of other games that also played off of it too, but playing a lot of other games as well. So you can't really base it off of that, especially since we know nothing. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but in Dark Souls, I don't remember us being able to just like flip through a book and become instant masters of everything that we're looking at. I mean,
no, not
every world view would have been great when playing that, dude. No, I'm telling seriously. You. Right?
Seriously.
So
the reason I come up with this is, you remember the chick that had negative 2 million luck?
Yes, but it didn't have a fixed or anything like that. And he was able to give her something and it ended up reversing it and giving her luck.
Yeah.
But I don't think that has anything to do with that either. Right. Well,
that's why I thought maybe those numbers were a bit, I guess, exaggerated for our view or something like that. Like I was trying to.
Yeah, negative but if that 2 was million, the,
pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, they wouldn't have shown that she had a negative 2 million and they wouldn't have called it out being a negative 2 million.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So, I don't know. I'm probably overthinking this to an extreme level that we really
don't need
to. I'll just confuse a lot of people.
Right. Well, you're confusing me and I have no idea what the hell you're trying to explain.
Trying to explain my rationale, and I'm trying to rationalize why the 200 was there. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, maybe, so when he was going up 10, 15, I was like 10 out of 100, 20 out of 100, 30 out of 100. And then it made perfect sense up until the last episode where it went 200. And I'm like, did he just break the limiter? Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, you could say that he broke the limiter pretty much right away, being level one. Yeah. Dominating everything that he came across, you know, level so
700, I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah, he was like level one and he defeated a Dark Lord, which was like 1500.
Yeah.
And then he finally levels up to level two, and it was like that was already really, really skewed as it was, you know.
Well, that's why it makes me think that like regular heroes, if they were to do that, if they were to level up in a similar manner, it's scary. It'd right. be scary.
True, but we don't know if it has anything to do with him being special or being pitied upon.
True. Very, very true. Could you imagine if this was the case? Do you realize how pitiable I would be, like on purpose? Like, oh God, please help this poor pauper out. I'll be forever in your debt. Oh, I'm overpowered. Now I'm the Demon Lord.
Right. Well, I have a feeling that he knows and would know that you would be faking it, so you'd be screwed either way. Oh, yeah. You want level me to do what?
Yeah, could you imagine level one forever with no boost in stats?
So,
and the only level passing is I have to be the Demon Lord with my cunning rather than my muscles.
Right.
And my intelligence be fixed at 2.
Dumb as a rock, but you'll get it done. Exactly.
Immortal, but dumb as a rock. Let's see what you got.
Right? All right. Well, I honestly don't have too much more to say, sir. How about you?
I mean, I feel like we probably could go on much, not necessarily more in depth, but we could definitely go on about the quirks and stuff like that of each individual character, but it really wouldn't add much to the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, exactly. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I mean, the jiggle physics and all that stuff, solid 10. Just
beautiful. So you're giving 10. It a one. I gotcha.
We're not using their logic on this, where 100,000 equals one or 10 or whatever.
Oh. I thought you were saying, hey, you know, Jack, I'm gonna go with the one here, but I'm gonna say it's actually a 10. I need you to connect with me on a fundamental level. And I thought I did. I reached out to the ether, I touched your brain, and I said, yes, sir. Rick, I will set it at a one.
Your worldview was a little skewed right there. I'm just saying. Oh. Maybe need to upgrade that. Let's get Lincoln in here. By the way, did you notice Lincoln is a curse word, I guess?
No, I think they were just trying to bleep it out just because.
They're like, Abraham, bleep, bleep. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
President, leap, bleep. President, leap, bleep. Free, 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 free.
I loved it.
It's great.
Just the obscure quirkiness of it makes me give this, I can't give it an 8, 9, or 10 because the ending was too open. Gives me flashbacks to No Game, No Life. But I will give it a 7 because I would recommend this to a lot of people.
Okay, I give it a 6 because of how open the ending was, how ridiculous it was. They were begging for a season two. How unanswered a lot of the questions that they left out there for are. It's just like I have so many questions, so many things, so many different subplot points that they could have gone on and touched that they ended up not. And I'm really disappointed in that.
Yeah.
So for those reasons, I'm giving it a 6.
Yeah, and for those reasons, I'm out. So no, I do have a question. If a season two does come out, will we watch it? I know I'm going to, but
My love for open endings, sir. What? Season two comes out? I'm not watching that. I watched season one, sir. That's it. I'm moving on with my life.
Could you imagine if a season two came out and it was the exact same formula where they did the exact same thing in the last episode?
That would be annoying. I would hate
it. Please come back for season three. We'll beat the resurrected demon lord.
Yeah, no, I would be out. I'm done. I'm out.
Goodness.
All right.
What about next week, sir? I believe it's your choice.
It is. And if you were part of the patrons, you would have heard my wonderful little show that I'm going to choose, which is If It's For My Daughter, I'd Even Defeat a Demon Lord.
Interesting. Interesting. Is it a slice of life?
It is your favorite genre, sir. Along right there.
I could sense it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like you have two top genres, sir. Number one is slice of life. Number two is ecchi. And sometimes you like to swap off in between them both.
You know, spice of life. That's all I got.
Spice of life. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's choice. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, just plain old got everything wrong or everything right, feel free to let us know. Be happy to hear from you. FeaturedAnimePodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. If you want to help support us and help us grow, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you there. And for the month, we're going to be doing Enter the Dragon, which is a Bruce Lee movie, for the next patron exclusive episode. And if you want to buy yourself some swanky merch, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.